because it's Friday, and Penny Faree's in with another Friday Focus.
Morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of a roundup of what's happening on our local news. KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi stepped in over the weekend, convening a meeting on Saturday at Mthwantini Community Hall between the Kwadukuza and Kwama Pumulo Taxi Associations. That intervention followed a violent incident just days earlier where vehicles were shot at and more than 50 cartridges were recovered, highlighting how quickly tensions are escalating. Mkhwanazi used the meeting to issue a direct warning. Taxi operators and security companies are not allowed to intimidate e-hailing drivers or private motorists. He made it clear that anyone found stopping vehicles or trying to control how people travel will face arrest. The dispute centers on control of routes and passengers, but the consequences are now spilling into everyday life. E-hailing drivers have reported intimidation and attacks, and the risk to commuters is rising. On the North Coast, where many residents rely on e-hailing to move between Ballito, surrounding areas and the airport, the impact is immediate. Civic groups have also raised concerns in the past about safety and access as pressure builds on both drivers and passengers. Police say enforcement will follow, but the core issue remains unresolved: who controls the roads and who enforces the law. And KwaZulu-Natal is preparing to roll out a new electronic procurement system aimed at reducing fraud in government tenders. The system, which may be officially launched in April, is designed to remove human interference from the bidding process using automated compliance checks, scoring, and a full digital audit trail. Provincial Treasury says it will improve transparency with every step in the process time-stamped and recorded, and many manual interventions requiring formal approval and justification will be done away with. The move comes as procurement practices remain under scrutiny across the province, including in Kwadukuza, where tender processes form part of the issues examined in the COGTA Section 106 investigation. That investigation raised concerns around governance, oversight, and how public funds are allocated through municipality systems. The new e-procurement platform is intended to close some of these gaps by standardizing how bids are evaluated and reducing opportunities for manipulation. But there are also warnings. Experts say the system itself must be fully transparent, including how decisions are made, or it risks simply replacing one form of opacity with another. There are also concerns about access, particularly for smaller businesses without reliable digital connectivity, which could limit who is able to compete. For residents on the North Coast, the stakes are clear. Procurement is where large amounts of public money are spent and where failures often translate directly into poor service delivery. The question now is whether tighter systems will lead to better outcomes or whether the problem remains one of enforcement. And we're going on to something a little bit that affects everyone. You receive an email from a supplier or service provider. You recognize the branding, which looks very familiar. The banking details have changed, and there's an urgency to make payment. Now, local residents and businesses on the North Coast are being warned that this is how a growing number of digital banking scams are now starting. Standard Bank says fraudsters are using artificial intelligence to create highly convincing emails, clone communication, and even voice calls that mimic real people and institutions. There have been reports locally of residents being misled into making payments after receiving emails that appear legitimate, often followed by a call confirming the request. There are warning signs: a sudden change in banking details, pressure to act quickly, requests to click on links or confirm information, and calls that sound real but push you to bypass normal checks. In many cases, fraudsters rely on familiarity and urgency, not obvious mistakes. Once payment is made, funds are moved rapidly and recovery is difficult. With increased transactions over the Easter period, the risk is rising. No legitimate bank or supplier will rush you for money or sensitive details. That's the red flag. And we're going to go further close to our shores. A close call at Boulder Bay, roughly 200 meters of Woola Beach in Ballito, is highlighting both the dangers of shifting coastal conditions and the critical role played by Kwadukuza lifeguards. A local resident said this week he and his partner were wading in what is known as a small sheltered bay, often used by families when the sandbags suddenly dropped away beneath them, pulling them into a deep gully with a strong side current. Within seconds, both were in distress, with his partner beginning to take on water while trying to fight the current. A fisherman on the rocks raised the alarm, and two Kwadukuza lifeguards stationed nearby responded immediately. The lifeguards swam out to them, reaching the pair quickly before using rope and flotation equipment to pull them back to safety. He says, a local resident says, he wants to personally thank the two Kwadukuza lifeguards, describing the response as fast, precise, and highly professional, adding that without them, they would not have survived. Authorities warn that changing sandbanks, rip currents, and sudden drop-offs can make even familiar, unmonitored swimming spots dangerous, particularly in areas often used informally by families. And on a different note, to end today's segment, and a reminder of the people who step in when things go wrong along our coastline, RPSS Search and Rescue, which operates across the North Coast, has issued a community appeal for support. The organization is run entirely by volunteers from the community who give their time freely and are often the first to respond in high-risk situations. In one recent case, a single search and recovery operation in January cost more than 60,000 rand. The organization does not charge families for these services. It absorbs a cost so that families can have answers and in many cases closure. That is not routine work. These teams are called out when something has gone seriously wrong. Drownings, missing persons, boat incidences, and large-scale disasters, including events like the Verulam Temple collapse. Volunteers are working in difficult and often traumatic conditions, carrying experience that stays with them long after the operation ends. But it is work that has to be done. And on the North Coast, there is no equivalent service waiting in the wings if they are not there. The organization relies entirely on public support to fund operations, from aviation fuel to boats, vehicles, and specialized rescue equipment. Details on how to contribute are available on the official platforms. And that's your Friday Focus, story shaping the North Coast this week.
Thank you, Penny.